This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm screaming. Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Are we? We are.
Oh.
Good morning, everyone. It's hump day.
Hump day.
Good morning.
Just in case we need him, I put together some F, Mary, Kills. Sorry, Kiss, Mary, Kills.
Kiss.
Kiss, Mary, Kill. Because it's hump day. I mean.
Oh, is that when you decide between three people who lives and dies?
Hump
Wednesdays?
Day?
Well, it's hump day. I was like, oh, it's hump day.
Oh, because it's not really Kiss. I see.
Yeah.
Got it.
I was thinking about what I would do if it was you three.
Oh. Oh, please. Oh. Please.
Oh, no.
I would love
I know who you're gonna
to
kill.
Hear this.
I think I would kill Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marry Sarah.
Obviously.
And kiss Vinny on the nose.
Okay.
God, I love Bob.
It's way better than getting killed.
There was no chance of that. I annoy the bejesus out of this young lady in the morning.
How is it in there in Studio 10?
It could be worse.
Hi. That isn't good.
What is that? What do I do that's so,
yeah, what
so
is it?
Damning?
What is it exactly?
It's everything.
Jeez. I just try to keep it light and entertaining in here.
He's constantly doing impressions when I'm trying to work, and he's like, "Did you like that one?"
Oh,
did you hear how funny I was being?
I
give us one. I mean,
no,
I'd love to hear
they're
your
usually
impressions.
Like I'm listening to an ad break or something, and
or singing along with the song.
I like to sing a lot, but
wait,
I'm terrible at it.
You hate singing?
No, but I do. I sing funny
yeah,
style.
Yeah, he makes it sound funny.
Yes.
Air quotes, everybody.
You know, it's funny because you guys do seem to like each other. I mean, I always see you in there laughing.
There's a big brother, little sister
oh, yeah,
vibe,
yeah, yeah.
For sure.
We're having a blast.
Yeah. But you'll kill him immediately.
For sure.
Maddie, were you part of the pro? This is going to sound weird because Sarah and I were not part of the team that interviewed and hired Bob.
Yeah, I was.
Right. So you were.
Yeah, I looked over resumes and
so everything. I have to, and I don't say this like as a cut on you or anybody, but I have to say I was so beyond pleasantly surprised that we got someone that was eager and interested and,
yes,
and talented.
Yeah.
I was like, how did this happen?
I know. Bob was like a bolt of lightning. Like right off the bat, great vibes. Like, I get it. We were going to name her Bob so that no one would get attached to her. And we fell for our own trick.
Yep.
She nailed it out of the gates in the interview. Mm. Like, had the, like, had done homework, was really eager, loves, like, a lot of the same stuff. You know, we had a lot in common. And just, we got done the interview and I texted everybody else and said, that's the one. Like, that was it. Mm. That was it. She, as soon as the interview was over, wasn't 2 seconds later, I texted the other guys and, like, that's who we want.
So. On top of all of it, she's the world's biggest Swiftie, too. Like,
I know.
We wouldn't have known that she was doing an interview today on Greater Heights.
New Heights.
Mm. Yeah, but you're close. You got Heights.
Anyway, we wouldn't. You and
the
I.
The football talk show.
We wouldn't. I have been busy at home, like walking the dog and did this and errands. And I wouldn't have been up on the Taylor Swift record release news had we not had Bob.
Well, I mean, she definitely knows. She's got the inside track on Taylor Swift. I mean, that news was kind of everywhere, though. Hard to escape.
Oh, was it? I didn't. I escaped.
It's funny, though, when there's Taylor news, my TikTok obviously knows I'm a huge Swiftie. And so it was just lots of jokes, lots of people talking about what the life of a showgirl will be, what the vibes will be. Lots of funny memes. I saw a Gilmore Girls meme yesterday.
Oh.
Of Miss Patty. Do you know who that is, Vinny? She owns the dance studio in town. She's
Miss Patty.
One of the eccentric side characters.
I don't know that one.
Well, she was like in the business in olden Hollywood. And so they took like a picture of her and they're like, the life of a showgirl.
Nice.
So I'm excited.
Oh, that's fun.
And on my way in today, Jane had Taylor queued up.
Yeah.
I love Taylor season.
Is there ever not a Taylor season?
Well, this whole summer we've been talking about it's been kind of quiet. And even as far as the song of the summer goes, there wasn't a clear banger. I love Sabrina Carpenter. I like Manchild, but I don't think it was Espresso. And, you know, Taylor gave space for other people to step it up. And now she just has to come back. You know,
I did get a little tidbit from the big boss.
Oh,
you know, he's
Kieran.
Double M.
MM, yeah.
That he was talking about, he talked to her manager, and there's lots to come. This podcast that drops at 4 o'clock today is going to be, who knows what she's going to unleash, but it's definitely more than just the album.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. I'm excited. Listen, I love Taylor. I do. I definitely can't hold a candle to Swifties. Like, I like some of her songs. More than I ever thought I would, you know. Right. Suddenly Taylor sort of burst onto the scene and I was like, okay, turns out I actually am singing along with this. I like this. But that last record I felt was very low key. Like there weren't any bangers on that. Like it was, you know, so I'm thinking life of a showgirl. Like we're going to have some dance numbers. It's going to be booming or something. You know, that's what I'm hoping for. You know, give me another, I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I love that song.
Me too.
I went through a breakup when that song was big. Oh, I remember being in the car, driving back from the mall, having it all the way up.
Mm. Trouble.
You could feel that. How old were you at that point?
I think I was like 16.
Oh. I also, my other favorite is, I don't know about you. But I'm feeling 22.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Actually, she has a lot of...
Yeah, she's a hit machine. Anybody cool, in the world...
Cool summer.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
would have said, after a 2-year worldwide tour of 3-hour shows, you should take as long as you want. And clearly, she did. Mm-hmm. None. She went right back to work.
Yeah.
Well, writing records doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. Like, you got to write a record.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, especially like your 12th record. Like,
right.
You're digging deep. She always has collaborators. It's always interesting to see who like the writing credits are. So it'll be, you know, people you've heard of, people you haven't, but it's always sort of like a long list of.
That's one of the things I saw yesterday. She's worked a lot on her last several albums with Jack Antonoff, mm-hmm. who's from the Bleachers.
Uh-huh.
And he's not on this album.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true, but that's one of the things I saw.
I'm looking forward to hearing her working with somebody else.
Me too.
I feel like the last few have been, you know, Folklore and what's the, not Evermore.
Evermore.
Oh, and Evermore. And But, and not that there weren't like hit songs, because there absolutely were. But I just, I like a little more pop. I just do. So that's, I'm excited. One of the things I have today, because obviously we're not getting this podcast until later today. Apparently.
You said 4 o'clock?
Yeah. 4 o'clock our time, yeah.
It said 7 Eastern, so I'm just assuming it's 4 o'clock our time. But, right. You know, so everyone will listen, and we'll have clips of that tomorrow. So don't feel, if you aren't compelled to listen to it, you know, just keep it here on Alice. Don't worry, we'll pull all the good stuff. But I do have an interview that Travis Kelce did with GQ. That has some really, I thought, this is a great interview. Like, this is, he's saying all the right things. Like, it's really, it's quite charming.
He's so been coached up.
It's
good job.
It doesn't even feel like that. It feels really honest.
Oh.
And it's kind of cool.
Well,
so I have some little blurbs from that.
I saw a little nugget of that, and I think I read it to you yesterday, and then I could never find it again, but it was, they are a couple.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, they're not a passing fad, at least not by the way he describes it.
And the way he describes it in this, they're like, you know, it's just, I'll save it. But I was like, this is very charming. This is very sweet. And exactly what you would hope for, you know, for someone that you love the way you love Taylor. Little Swifty over there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that she's happy.
Is there any F, Mary, Kiss, Mary, Kill that I could do with Taylor in it that you don't marry her?
Maybe Susan. But you know what? That's not even true.
I know.
Sorry, buddy.
Don't be ridiculous.
I couldn't.
Is there any, there's no one you put above her? Like you're like, she's a keeper.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't be like Olivia Rodrigo.
No. Nobody has songs that Sabrina, I swear they stole out of my diary the way she did, you know?
That's a really interesting way of putting it. Did you just make that up? Or is that
I think that's a common sentiment.
Because her lyrics can grab you into like it's fully unexpected and you'll hear some line that she does and you're like, that is, what's the one, it's Lover. It's Lover. I love that song. And not that I think the song is the greatest song. I just, some of the lyrics and about, you know, I'll save you a seat and it's our house. We make the rules.
I think that's one of her most impressive songs.
That whole album is absolutely great. Like, I don't know. What is your favorite?
My favorite album?
Yeah.
Well, for a long time, it was Speak Now, because that was the one that I, when I was a teenager and experiencing all those feelings for the first time, that was the soundtrack. But then, you know, you grow up and she keeps releasing more music. And now I think it's Midnights.
Oh. Like, yeah. What's the song on Midnights?
I love Lavender Haze.
See, I don't even, I only know like the radio stuff. You know, I'm just not a Swiftie the way you are.
There's some playlists out there yeah. I could introduce you to.
It's okay. I listen to the radio. So
I love radio too, just for the record. Mm. I hear people go, you know, I make content or I'm an influencer. Well, I'm a radio guy. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Might not be for, you know, ever, but it's right now, it's still a thing.
Right. Please. I love radio. You know, yesterday. We talked on the air about, I think In-N-Out was one of the top five fast food things that
chefs in Food and Wine magazine had said the fast food things that they would on a menu that they would put on a menu or whatever.
So John had said he was going to go take his golf lesson and he's like, hey, on the way home, I'll stop and pick up Michael Sourdough, which I love Michael Sourdough. And I said, hey, John, on Thursdays, Michael Sourdough does the French dip. Let's do it on Thursday. How about In-N-Out? And I thought to myself, because I couldn't get In-N-Out out of my head, I'm like, that there it is right there. Like, radio works. Advertising works.
Mm-hmm.
You got something you want to put in some, plant a seed in somebody's head? Advertise. Advertise SF at audacy.com. AUDACY.
I can't count the amount of times that we have talked about a food item, a place.
And you have to.
And
have
I
it.
Went there for lunch. Right mm-hmm. after the show.
Yeah.
Like, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Food is a great example of that. Like, it'll come up and then suddenly you just, it's all you can think about. But advertising in general.
Well, radio.
Radio.
In general, I think. Mm. There are times when I've been, this is going to sound super geeky.
I love it.
Already. But I do love my job and I love what we do here and I love our connection to the people that listen. But there have been times where I've pulled up to a beach or a spot in a parking lot. And someone's got their radio on and you get to hear how they're using it. And you can see they're jamming to a song that ends and still listening as the DJ comes on. And I'm like, that. Mm-hmm. I get to be that out there in the world every day.
I know. John was talking about how he wants to get a new car at some point. And he's like, you know, because I feel like the thing I'm missing is all the technology and, you know, all the integration and the Apple CarPlay and all this stuff. And I just thought, you know, there it is. It's hard for radio because if you get in and the podcast you were just listening to immediately pops up on your, there are cars that don't even have AM radios in them anymore. I know.
I thought I thought they were putting the rule in that they were going to have to keep AM.
Please let that be right.
Isn't that true?
I thought that they kept them in, but
That is the way you get information in an emergency.
Yes,
like that.
That's when you need your
has
radio
to still be there. I think they put a rule in. You still they have to keep AM.
I hope that's true because I remember just feeling like despair over it.
If you don't know the number to check if there's trouble, it's AM 740.
Yeah, that's right. KCBS.
AM 740.
And the AM is
FM 106.9.
Some electric cars don't have AM in them.
I actually don't think I have AM because I listen to KCBS on 106.9. I know.
So they didn't pass.
I know.
The law.
I think they did take it out of some cars, and that does ring a bell that there was some kind of a like you've got to keep that in there. I will say this also: a lot of us listen to music on our devices at our houses. You can say play Alice 97.3, and that lady in the kitchen, you know the one. Stop talking. Why are you talking? No, I don't want any suggestions. That lady, she will play our station. She'll play it live.
Yep.
And of course, you know, the Odyssey app. There are, you know, look, if you got into your car and you were listening to the audio, Odyssey app, it would pop right up on your CarPlay. But I just, when John was saying that, I'm like, no.
Well.
It's just because I love radio so much. Like, we grew up on radio and obviously we work in radio And it's just hard to see it sort of discounted.
I also think, well, that's for sure. But I also think that there is some turning back to the lesser technologies.
Like simpler times.
Yeah, I think there is. There's still people who want that.
Yeah.
Well, and live.
I'm an example. I spent 17 years in podcasting. And when I got to a point where, like, you know, I felt like I needed to do something that I really love. Where did I go back to? Radio. Because mm-hmm. this is my first love. And it always will be my first love.
Yep.
And I think it's a comfort to a lot of folks, especially shows like ours, the morning shows that they can listen to every day, hear the same people. Like that, you can't discount that.
Oh my like, God. I know. I feel like I have a personal connection with so many people. Like so many people will come up to us and be like, I feel like I know you. I feel like we could be friends. I feel like, you know, they just like that means so much. To think that, you know, we just get in here and we're grousing about getting up at 3 in the morning, you know, rah, rah, rah. But as I look through stories, I'm like, oh, people will like that. Oh, they'll like that. Oh, that, you know, that's, I love that. And live, like this is, it's, yes, you can listen to us on a podcast, but even that isn't heavily edited, right?
Not at all.
I don't always get to them, but via text too, that's a place where you see people who are, they're listening and they've got that joke or the callback to the thing that was 20 freaking years ago. And you go, that is the raddest feeling in the world to know that we've,
like people grew up with us.
Yep. Yeah.
It's huge. It's an honor to, you know, and I don't always think about it that way, you know, as I'm grousing about getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it is, you sit down here and thank you. Thank you. Thank you for every minute you've ever given us listening to us on the radio. Like it's,
here's a good text. The first time I drove on my own, I was so nervous and almost pulled over. Then I turned the radio on and it helped me get past my nerves. I never do anything without my radio on.
Mm.
Thank you from 907.
Nice. That's nice. All right. On that note, let's have a great freaking show, shall we?
I want to.
Yeah, me too. Hump day.
Hump day.
KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny Ellis, the morning show. See you in a sec.
What? Wake up! Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.